1935年夏天
In the summer of 1935,
法国文豪罗曼·罗兰踏上了前往莫斯科的火车。
French writer Romain Rolland boarded the train to Moscow.
他是带着朝圣的心情去的。
He went there with a pilgrimage mindset.
在当时的欧洲左翼知识分子眼中
In the eyes of European left-wing intellectuals at that time,
那里是人类新世界的灯塔。
That is the beacon of the new world of mankind.
他在日记里写，自己终于可以亲眼看见一个没有剥削的社会是什么样子了。
In his diary, he wrote that he finally saw what a society without exploitation was like.
他的第一站是高尔基在莫斯科郊外的私人别墅。车停在大门口的时候
，His first stop was the private villa of Maxim Gorky, where his car was parked at the entrance.
罗曼·罗兰以为自己来错了地方。
You old man, you old Lenny, wise eye, die like quote a die fang.
根本不是他想象中一个无产阶级作家。
It's not what he imagined, a proletarian writer.
该住的地方。
This place.
那是一座帝俄时代的庄园。
It was a manor house from the era of the Roman Empire.
修剪齐整的草坪。
Build a neat lawn.
白色廊柱，仆人一字排开。
White-coated servants lined up in a row.
他走进去。
He walked in.
餐厅里摆着一张超过十米的长桌，银质餐具。
There was a long table over 10 meters long with silver cutlery in the restaurant.
在水晶灯下反着光，卧室。
In the bedroom, the light shines from behind the chandelier.
金碧辉煌，厨房的规模。
The scale of the luxurious kitchen
赶得上一座小型食品加工厂
A small food processing plant
后来他才知道
Later he realized that
在这栋宅子里服务的仆人有几十名
There are dozens of servants working in this house
他在日记里写下了那个让他脊背发凉的疑问
He wrote in his diary the question that made him shiver down his spine.
这种奢靡的生活方式和资产阶级的腐朽生活到底有什么本质区别？
What is the fundamental difference between his extravagant lifestyle and the corruption of the bourgeoisie?
几天后
A few days later,
他被请去莫斯科剧院看戏。舞台上演的正是高尔基亲自编排的剧目。演员在聚光灯下高喊消灭阶级。
He was invited to the Moscow Theater to watch a play. The play was actually written by Gore himself, and the actors were shouting to eliminate classes on the stage under the spotlight.
走向辉煌。
Go to glory.
台词激昂。
The dialogue is intense.
慷慨淋漓。
Generous and flowing.
罗曼·罗兰的目光却悄悄移到了台下的观众。
You old man, you old land, de mu guang qua Cairo, Cairo ye down le tizier, de guan zhang。
前排坐着的全是这个新国家里心安理得享受着特权的新贵。
The people sitting at the front of the table were all the new rich who were enjoying their privileges。
他们的礼服剪裁合体。
Their dresses are well cut and well fitting.
姿态松弛。
Slouching posture.
在每一个应该鼓掌的节点。
At every point that deserves applause.
恰到好处的拍手，台上台下。
The applause was just right, and the audience was satisfied.
隔着一道看不见的幕布。
Behind an invisible curtain.
像一个精心编排的双重讽刺，他在日记里痛心疾首地写下一行字。
Like a meticulously crafted double irony, he lamented in his diary, writing a line of words.
一种隐秘
A secret.
而庞大的特权体系正悄无声息地切断。
And the vast system of privileges is quietly being cut off.
上层精英与普通百姓之间的真实连接。
The real connection between the upper class and ordinary people.
回到法国之后
After returning to France,
他没有把这些话说出来。
He didn't say these things.
不是因为不愤怒。
Not because of not being angry.
而是太复杂了。
But it's too complicated.
国际局势正紧。
International situation is tense.
他不愿意自己的声音被利用来攻击一个。
He doesn't want his voice to be used to attack someone.
他曾经信仰过的事业。
The cause he once believed in.
也说到。
Ultimately,
也许还有一点不忍，不想亲手把那最后一点体面撕碎。
Maybe I don't want to tear up the last bit of dignity myself.
所以他把所有的震撼、失望和批判。
He absorbed all the shock, disappointment, and criticism.
一页一页封进了日记。
One by one, the diaries were banned.
并且在遗嘱里留下了一句话。
And he left a sentence in the will.
把这本日记封存50年，在那本没敢发表的日记里。
This diary, which has been kept secret for 50 years, reveals the beauty that the author refused to reveal.
他写下了他一生中最沉重的预言。
He wrote the most profound prophecy of his life.
如果这种特权和脱离群众的趋势无法逆转。
If this trend of privilege and detachment from the public cannot be reversed,
这个庞大的帝国迟早会瓦解。
This vast empire will eventually collapse.
1988年，尘封了半个多世纪的《莫斯科日记》正式解密。
In 1988, the diaries of Anna Akhmatova, which had been sealed for over half a century, were officially declassified.
全世界读到了那个温和的老人。
The world has read about that gentle old man.
在深夜灯下写下的一字一句。
Written word by word in the dim light of the night.
3年之后。
After 3 years.
1991年。
1991.
庞大的红色帝国轰然解体。
The vast red empire collapsed.
历史用最残忍的方式。
History has used the most brutal ways.
给他的预言盖上了章。
He sealed the prophecy.
人世间最可怕的从来不是贫穷。
The most terrifying thing in the world is not poverty.
而是一种让贫穷变得理所当然。
And it is a way to make poverty a matter of course.
让特权变得天经地义的沉默。
The silence that makes privilege natural.
罗曼·罗兰在那本不敢出版的日记里对抗的正是这种沉默。
In the diary that Roland refused to publish, he was fighting against this silence.
他到底没有辜负作家。
He didn't let down the writers.
这个词最初的含义不是歌颂时代的人。
The original meaning of this word is not to praise the people of the era.
而是在所有人低头走路的时候。
And while everyone else was walking with their heads down.
偏要抬起头
Still insist on raising your head.
把看到的东西一笔一笔记下来的人
The person who records everything they see.
哪怕要等到所有人都死了之后
Even if it means waiting until everyone is dead.